With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The CEOs of Meta, TikTok, X, and other social media companies are testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee about child safety on their platforms. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he realizes victim families have suffered from irresponsible child safety platforms.
I want to recognize the families who are here today who have lost a loved one or lived through some terrible things that no family should have to endure. These issues are important for every parent and every platform. I'm committed to continuing to work in these areas, and I hope we can make progress today.
Lawmakers are growing increasingly concerned about the effects of social media on young people's lives. Also at SRNnews.com, leftist Senator Bernie Sanders is calling on the U.S. to restore funding to a United Nations aid group with ties to the October 7th attack on Israel. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Sanders is calling on the U.S. and its allies to restore funding for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees. He warns failure to do so could lead to a major humanitarian crisis. The White House froze funding after Israel alleged a dozen members of the aid group took part in the October 7th terrorist attack. Apparently, finding the accusations credible, the U.N. has since fired 9 of the workers accused of aiding Hamas. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
FBI Director Chris Wray tells the House Select Committee on China that Chinese government hackers are busily targeting critical infrastructure inside the U.S., including water treatment plants, the electric grid, and transportation systems. And former President Trump meeting with members of the Teamsters Union in Washington this afternoon. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 15 points, the Nasdaq losing 194. This is SRN News. Donald Trump wins another endorsement.
Operation Rescue is throwing its weight behind the former president. Troy Newman, who heads the pro-life ministry, says, quote, President Trump has earned our support. His strong pro-life record speaks for itself. We must now work together to halt the radical abortion expansion agenda of the Biden-Harris regime. Mr. Trump is perhaps most lauded by pro-lifers for appointing 3 new Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe v. Wade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As pro-life laws go into effect in many states, a growing number of women are using telehealth to obtain abortion drugs. In a telehealth abortion, a woman is evaluated remotely by an abortion doctor and then receives abortion pills in the mail. However, the practice is being challenged in court by pro-life activists. The Supreme Court will decide on the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine versus FDA case this year. This is SRN News. Another setback for DEI.
Utah has become the latest state to prohibit diversity training, hiring, and inclusion programs at universities and in state government. The measure, signed into law Tuesday by Republican Governor Spencer Cox, passed the House and Senate by wide party line majorities. The new law will bar universities and government from having offices dedicated to promoting diversity. Florida and Texas were the first to ban DEI efforts in higher education last year. Iowa and Oklahoma have followed suit. Jason Walker reporting.
Residents of an East Arkansas town have been without running water for the past 2 weeks. After that state was hit by below freezing temperatures, the outage affecting about 1,400 people in Helena, West Helena, workers are racing to fix those leaks. More details at SRNnews.com.